In today's episode, you'll learn about the current and future state of corporate social responsibility, what changes have impacted the industry, how businesses have adapted, and advice for CSR professionals just getting their program started. Let's make a social impact. So in today's episode, we got a very special guest. Her name is Michelle DeSabato, who is the president and founder of Community Impact Consultants. So today we're going to be talking about the state of corporate social responsibility. So Michelle, have you noticed any changes in the corporate social responsibility space over the past year? And what were some of those, I guess, key elements that contributed to that impact, to those impacts?
Well, thank you for having me. And of course, you know, I think our sector is in a state of growth in both importance, but also alignment with our businesses. We spent a long time as a sector being the nice to have, you know, if we have extra money at the end of the year, give it to the corporate social responsibility people so that they can do good. But as we've spent the past year in a pandemic, we've spent the past year dealing with social injustice. And even before that, you know, our investors calling us on the mat for what we're doing. Our businesses are saying that, you know, we need to make sure that what we're projecting socially is aligned with who we stand, who we are as a business and what we stand for. And that it's helping to help, it's contributing to help us achieve our business goals.
So how has businesses adapted or not adapted to these changes?
I think for a long time, as I said a moment ago, you know, we were the nice to have. But when I think about, you know, I think it's about 5 years ago now when Larry Fink from BlackRock came out with his first letters to CEOs, to investors to say, hey, you know, we're the largest holder of many of your companies, BlackRock as an institution. And we're going to be holding you accountable for social issues and, you know, how you're addressing them, both in those that you're contributing, you may be contributing to, that are aligned with your business. So I think it's the first time that we've had a different set of eyes, and we've had, you know, the people down the hall in the investor relations department asking us what we are doing. So that's why I think we're at the ultimate sense of growth, where we can get to a concept such as shared value, where we're contributing not only to society and to the issues that we're trying to address, but to our business goals as well.
And so have you noticed any differences with how businesses actually measure their social impact or maybe haven't changed at all over the past year?
In the past year, I haven't seen as much. I think people have been focused a little bit more on how to address, you know, their workforce and the internal business issues. But I will say over the past, you know, 5 to 6 years, I've definitely seen a difference where people understood now that it's no longer okay to have strategies that aren't aligned with our business. Our focus areas need to be aligned and contributing to our business. So I think, you know, coming out of all of this is, you know, with the sense of getting back to normal, we're setting forth a goal to amongst ourselves to, you know, really contribute to change and contribute to our business as well as the issues that we're facing as a society.
And you kind of touched on this, I guess, where you're talking about the strategy of businesses that, you know, don't really align with their business objectives. Have you noticed any changes in terms of the strategy component? Now, I know we just talked about the measurement component, but the strategy component, because I would assume that, you know, over the past year with those changes, those businesses would be like, you know what, we may need to alter how we're doing social impact, maybe even for both internally for our employees, but also the impact that we're making, you know, worldwide or community-wide or neighborhood-wide.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we all have to stop and remember is, you know, are the program areas that we're focused on directly linked to our business? If you're in, you know, a food company, you should be in food security or hunger prevention, not in maybe arts and culture or or micro entrepreneurship. It just doesn't make sense. You want to align your business with those. The other side is, remember, you can't be everything to everybody. You know, I had a lot of conversations during at the beginning of the pandemic when everybody wanted to shift really hard and start contributing to health focused organizations so that they felt like they were contributing to the pandemic. And, you know, my response was, let's take a step back. We're all facing the pandemic. So if you're funding in domestic violence, those organizations are being hit with the pandemic as well. How are you supporting them? You know, those of us that are focused on health and health issues will be directly contributing to that. It's more about aligning and making sure that you're contributing and supporting the organizations during the pandemic versus shifting because something else is happening. So for me, it's making sure that strategy part of it is directly aligned with your businesses. You think about, you know, kind of the three components of this is bringing together your business goals, your business practices, and your social impact all coming together. And that's how your strategy should be set.
So, you know, I asked this to Chris Jarvis, I think a couple of weeks ago, and we had a conversation where there was belief that the CSR programs were going to start being like one program. So it's like CSR program is going to be kind of tied into the diversity and inclusion program and so on. Do you see that happening where it all amalgamates into one department, or does it still stay, you know, kind of separate where you have D&I in one place, maybe sustainability in another, and CSR in another, I guess, place or run by another person?
Well, it's an interesting question. You know, when I started, I hate to say it, probably 25 years ago in this space, they were all together. They were one, and slowly kind of got broken apart. But, you know, there could be a reason for them all coming together.
Well, and that leads me to the next question. Where do you see CSR moving towards in the upcoming year or even in the future?
Yeah, I see it being elevated. I see it being, you know, a C-level position, you know, as part of setting strategic direction for the company. Well, we now have investors focused on our social good and our social purpose as organizations. Hiring practices and the new generation wants to go to work for organizations that have the same values and the same sense of purpose as them. So unless we're elevated to have that level of discussion and that seat at that table, you know, I think we'd be businesses would be remiss in not elevating it to be an integral part of planning for the overall business, whether it's business goals from a revenue standpoint, from a hiring standpoint, from an internal policies and practices. You know, we talked a minute ago about DEI. You know, our CSR position should be elevated to help support the business in making sure that they're the right DEI practices or the right social practices within the company.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, the discussions we've had about diversity, equity, inclusion, there's always a common theme. And that one of those themes was that DE&I should be, I guess, integrated at all levels of the business, whether it's, you know, your missions, your products, your values, it's all integrated. And I think that's part of where corporate social responsibility should be, where it isn't just, you know, here's the corporate social responsibility team and department, but I think it's also, shouldn't it be permeated all the way from the missions, the values, to the products, everything's integrated with that as well?
Absolutely. You know, when you think about, you know, as I said earlier, the strategies that you're developing, the strategy should be aligned with your business and what your business may or may not be contributing to or addressing. So, you know, if you're in a banking institution, how do you make sure that your social programs are making sure that they're getting to the underbanked or the unbanked? If you're in, you know, the arts and culture space, you know, I had a client that was in that space and was finding that they needed to attract people of color to come in and be within their organization and elevated within their organization? How do you get the word out about that? You know, if you're in a technology company, how do you get women to come and be programmers and get tech spaces? So you need to, you know, make sure that you're aligning what it is your business needs, not only today, but in the future to grow your business, and make sure those social issues that you're addressing are aligned with that. And embedded into your business practices is the key thing. If you're going to run a program that is focused on STEM, when your company is doing their internship hiring for summers, they should be sourcing it from your social good programs, your partners that you just went through doing STEM with. That's how to get direct alignment, making sure that you're doing your social good, embedding it into your business practices, which will ultimately help you achieve your business goals.
So if you were a CSR professional just starting today, what advice would you give to somebody who's maybe just starting their program or having a hard time getting traction to get their program moving?
I think the biggest thing to do is know the business. Don't just be in your CSR space. Go and learn about your business, from the operations to the hiring practices. Go, you know, set up weekly meetings with, you know, somebody in each of these departments. Go and learn how they operate, because what you're doing should be aligned and supportive of each of their businesses as well. And as I said a moment ago, they should be taking advantage of you. So if they're in HR and they're hiring summer interns, they should be coming to you and saying, who do you work with that's getting these folks trained, you know, for hard and soft skills? Can we source from there? So for me, you know, I would say the number one thing is make sure you understand the business, and not just the business of corporate social responsibility, but the business that you're in, whether that's manufacturing, whether that's retail, whether that's technology. Understand the business and the operations of the business.
So Michelle, do you have anything else to add in terms of the state of corporate social responsibility, or even the trend of CSR going to the future?
I think, you know, as I said earlier, for the first time, we're at a really, you know, we're kind of at that apex, and we need to take advantage of it. So for me, the best way to take advantage of it is to really go out, set that strategy, and determine some indicators that you can measure towards success. We are the only sector that's ever been so focused on narrative just to make decisions. And in the absence of data, we don't know what's working, what's not. If we show up at some of these business meetings with some data that tells us about what's working, how we're changing people's lives, how we're changing conditions in the environment, you will get your counterparts at the business strategy sessions to take note and get that seat at the table finally.
So Michelle, if anybody wants to reach out to you or connect with you, what's the best place to do so?
Yeah, I think the best place to start is my company's website, www.communitymeasurement.com. You can learn more about what we do. We post blogs out there, but also you can contact us directly through the website if you want to learn more or just want to have a conversation.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you in our next episode. If you want more ways to make a social impact, have a listen to Benevity's other podcast called Speaking of Purpose. Join host Sona Khosla, Benevity's chief impact officer, as she talks to some of the world's most disruptive brands, leaders, and change makers who offer unparalleled insight, inspiration, and advice on harnessing the power of purpose.